Nolte, Politico poll shows Joe Biden approval on coronavirus collapses to 39%. By John Nolte on February 16, 2022. Public approval of his fraudulency. Joe Biden's mishandling of the coronavirus has collapsed to 39% approve, 57% disapprove. Grandpa Joe is minus 18 points underwater on what was his strongest issue. When Biden allegedly won the 2020 presidential election, it was primarily based on his promise to shut down the virus and not the economy. Well, we're now 14 months into this failed presidency, and even the left-wing Politico couldn't juice its morning consult poll to anything other than straight-up failure on that particular question. Voter opinions about President Joe Biden's handling of the pandemic continue to be an enormous anchor weighing down Democrats. Just 39% of registered voters approve of the job he's doing, while 57% disapprove. Biden is also upside down by 6 points, 49-43%, on the issue of masks. Democratic governors have been trying to get ahead of pandemic fatigue by lifting mask mandates around the country. The country is moving further and further in that direction. 49% of voters want mask mandates removed, while 43% say it is too early for states to rescind their mask mandates. If you recall, just last week, Biden declared it premature for states to lift their anti-science mask mandates. Politico adds this observation: in the teeth of the pandemic, anti-masking sentiment was a fringe obsession limited to the right. But with the Omicron surge subsiding, it's now mainstream and growing in popularity. No kidding. Yes, well, this undoubtedly has a lot to do with the onslaught of left-wing elites caught without masks. Many of those same elites are themselves masked Nazis. If Super Bowl and Oscar attendees need not wear masks while they are all indoors and packed together like sardines, why should I? Why should my kids? Only 17% of those polled rated Biden as excellent for his handling of the pandemic, while 41% rated him poor. Even 26% of Democrats rated him poor. The internals show only 55% of black voters approve of Biden's handling of the China flu, whereas 40% disapprove. The number is even worse with urban voters. 50% approve, 43% disapprove. That is Biden's base. That's the Democrat Party's base. Those are the people who need to turn out in breathtaking numbers to give the party any chance of not being wiped out in the upcoming midterms. What's happening to Biden, and by extension, the overall Democrat Party, is this: life has not returned to normal. The only people forced to remain masked are kids, the age group with the least to worry about from the virus. On top of all that, after 2 hard years of anti-science panic from the Democrats, frauds like Dr. Fauci, and the corporate media, the data surrounding the ugly truth about lockdowns, social distancing, and masking is becoming undeniable and more difficult for our corrupt institutions to cover up. At best, it appears these zealous measures were pointless. At worst, they did our population enormous harm psychologically, medically, and all the related problems involving alcohol/drug abuse and addiction. So the American people look at this, especially thriving non-mandate states like Florida and Texas, and ask, what the hell? They're looking at celebrities and lockdown politicians partying without restrictions and getting angrier over the fact their own lives have not returned to normal. Biden is in a catch-22 of his own making. On one side, a dwindling side, thankfully, you have a group of people, mostly Democrats, still freaked out about the pandemic and wondering why Biden hasn't ended it as promised. On the other side, you have a growing group of people who are over it, who want to return to normal, and are furious that they cannot, while those who attend the Super Bowl and Oscars can. Biden is stuck. He's wholly owned by far-left activists and the demonic teachers' unions who want the pandemic to last forever. So if he were to do the right thing and return us to normal, he'd lose them, and his approval ratings would crater even further. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.